This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The week has not been kind thus far to big, giant retail companies in this economy. Amazon and some of its issues were discussed yesterday in this space. Today, the granddaddy in the industry, Walmart, which we learned this morning has seen better days. The company reports profits are down 15% over a year ago. There are increased labor costs, the cost of trying to catch up to Amazon e-commerce-wise, and in a little bit of a surprise, Walmart reported a $3 billion problem with theft, damaged goods, and spoiled foods, known in the trade as shrinkage. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein gets us going.
Walmart's a huge company. It's always been big on efficiency. But the behemoth is plagued with problems of petty theft. How come? I asked company spokesperson Brian Nick.
It just shows that you can always be more efficient, and it's something that the company is very focused on.
Walmart's already taken steps to crack down on its five-finger discount problem. Nick says at some stores, it's added a new position, what the company calls an asset protection customer specialist.
Those associates are positioned at doors on the way out, and in certain situations, they will ask a customer to see a receipt.
According to the National Retail Federation, companies lost more than $30 billion last year due to theft, and they aren't the only loser, says the Federation's Bob Maraca.
Those losses, at some point, just like all the other fixed costs of doing business, have to end up getting passed on to the consumer.
Now, shrinkage is more than just theft and a way to make a cheap George Costanza joke. It's also damaged goods and spoiled food. Brian Yarborough, an analyst with Edward Jones, says, sure, shrinkage is a fact of retail life, but it's nothing he's going to lose sleep over.
It's the least of my concerns of their current headwinds. I'm more concerned with some of the other headwinds and all the investments in labor and e-commerce.
Yarborough says Walmart's real test is getting more people to buy more stuff, not just thinking up ways to stop them from swiping it. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.